So it's good to see many of you. I've been out for a good while, and it's good to return after all the TDYs and things like that. So today we celebrate Our Lady of Fatima, and I believe that the message of Fatima, just like the Book of Revelation, are often misunderstood. We go into all these mystic or cryptic message, and we miss the whole point of what it's all about. And people get so angry and frustrated by saying, oh, this haven't done right, this haven't been done. That's why we're still in war. That's why we're still in turmoil. Just like people trying to read into the Book of Revelation, thinking that somehow they own the future, they know the future, and they can control the future because they can decrypt the message. And we miss the whole point. Was it the message of Fatima? The message of Fatima is to trust in God through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to live a life just as you and I have heard in the collect or the opening prayer, a life of perseverance through prayer and reparation for the salvation of the world. What did that mean? It means that our suffering, our way of life, do have meaning, and we can unite all those sacrifices, everything that we're going through for the salvation of the world, especially for those who do not know Christ yet. So the message of Fatima is the message of prayer, a message of repentance, a message of conversion. It's not a message, if I do A, B gonna happen. God is not our puppet. Our Lady is not our puppet. Just because we do something doesn't mean that they're gonna give us whatever we want. War and turmoils will always happen because we're broken people. We're all people in need of grace. And the only way that we can receive God's grace in our life is through repentance, through reparation of our sins, and unite those sacrifices for the salvation of the world, to persevere in the way of faith, even when it gets hard. What did Jesus said in the gospel reading today? Do not let your heart be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. Do you have faith? Do you believe that even when our heart is troubled, Jesus is there? Even if war to break out, Jesus is there? Even when our hardest day, our hardest trial, our hardest suffering, Jesus is there? Or do you want him to be that lucky Buddha that you go into the Chinese buffet, you rub his belly and he's supposed to give you luck? That's not God. God's not our puppet. He doesn't give us luck. He doesn't give us what we want. He give us the grace to persevere, even when it gets hard, through a life of prayer and a life of reparation. Our Lady of Fatima had a great and close meaning for me. Before I joined the military, I had the opportunity to take a group of my former parishioners to pilgrimage in Fatima and Lourdes. And on the day when we first arrived, I thought I was going to concelebrate Mass, right, at the chapel where Our Lady appeared. And I would prepare to concelebrate. And I didn't prepare to be the presider. And I show up to the sacristy. The head priest there said, Father, you preside Mass today. You are the main celebrant. I got so scared. I go like, oh shoot, I didn't prepare my homily. Right? What do I preach? And it was a very humbling and a very dear experience for me to sit so close to about what, from where I stand up to that first step of the altar where Our Lady appeared to the three children. And where to on that crown? Saint John Pope, Saint John Paul II, left the bullet that shot and almost killed him on that crown in thanksgiving to Our Lady. And I remember I preached the message that all the saints have preached, Ad Jesum per Mariam, to Jesus through Mary. That's it. This is who we are at Catholics. There's no cryptic message here. There's no magical formula. There's no somehow, if I do this, things going to be all right. No. Mary taught us to always follow Jesus and take people to Jesus. Just as she stood on the cross and see her only begotten Son hung upon that cross to die for us. She joined with him in suffering, in hope, in faithfulness, in love. We're called to stand underneath the foot of the cross too. Lord Jesus, I don't understand what's going on, but I choose you, just as your blessed mother have chosen to stand by you. This is the message of Fatima, the message of prayer, a message of conversion, the message of repentance, the message of perseverance. Stay true to what God calls us to do and let go of all the things that make us turn against one another, turns against God's goodness, and make us question who we truly are. That's contrary to the faith. And the devil can use all of that to make us become self-righteous and lose hope. Once we lose hope, we have lost our faith in Christ Jesus, who have died and suffered for us while we were still sinners. Turn to Mary and ask Mother Mary to hold our hand and lead us to her only Son, her only begotten Son, Jesus, even if it means that we have to stand at the foot of the cross.